We've been talking a lot this morning about the financial situation the country finds itself in and the AIG bonuses and the J.P. Morgan Chase corporate jets that you're paying for, and the President and Congress and the Treasury Secretary and the head of the Federal Reserve, both Geithner and Bernanke, still testifying on Capitol Hill. We've got a new CBS News poll this morning that says that 3 out of 4 Americans, check that, 4 out of 5 Americans think AIG could have found a way not to pay those bonuses. 3 out of 4 say the government should be trying to recover that AIG bonus money. We know that Andrew Cuomo, the Attorney General of New York, announced yesterday afternoon that some of that money is coming back. 15 of the top 20 executives at AIG have agreed to return that money. In all, when he's done, Cuomo may have gotten back $80 million to the company, which, of course, you and I own. Yes, we're proud insurance company owners, aren't we? By the way, you don't own AIG anymore. It's now AIU, or it will be when they change the signs and get the new stationery and business cards. Craig Gordon is White House editor for Politico.com. I've asked him to join me to talk about all of this today on WBT. Hi, Craig. How are you? Who's scoring points on this story today?
Well, I have to say Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner had a pretty rough week last week. Seems like he had a little better day yesterday. Wall Street shot up about 500 points after he announced his sort of second round of a bank bailout plan. Always a little tricky to watch the Dow as a kind of a, you know, an indicator of who's up and who's down, but 500 points would probably make anybody feel good, and I'm sure Tim Geithner came out of yesterday feeling like the market kind of liked what they heard.
And what's the reaction been on Capitol Hill today? I know he and Bernanke are talking to Barney Frank and the House Financial Services Committee right now. Are they getting beat up?
Oh, a little bit here and there. I mean, some of the Republicans are definitely kind of teeing off on them and kind of raising the question of why they didn't know more about these bonuses ahead of time, why they couldn't do more to stop it. Geithner and Bernanke, you know, they have their line, which is basically, we did know about the bonuses. They were in the contract. There was nothing we could do to stop it, but we're going to get the money back the other way. So all's well that ends well, in their view. I'm not sure the Hill sees it that way, but they seem to be holding their own.
Does it seem odd to you that the politician who may come out of this shining brightest could be Andrew Cuomo?
There were questions in Washington at the end of last week. Cuomo also said he got a hold of the list and got some more of the details. And there were questions being asked around town here in D.C. sort of, why wasn't Timothy Geithner doing that? Why wasn't the Fed on the case? Why did it take an attorney general in one state, obviously the state where Wall Street is located, but why isn't that a federal responsibility? So sure, Andrew Cuomo is a guy who, Mario Cuomo's son, of course, the ex-governor of New York, likes to be governor himself someday. And I have to say, he's kind of picking up some of the reins here and looks like he's on the case.
Has the House given up on the idea of the 90% tax?
I don't think the House has given up on the idea because, the House is sort of the way it's set up is sort of closest to the people, and the people are pretty angry right now. I do think the Senate is putting the brakes on that a little bit, and President Obama on 60 Minutes Sunday night made it pretty clear he doesn't much like that idea. He said, we can't really govern out of anger. We can't pass bills that are targeting a certain class of people or a certain segment of people. He made it pretty clear he wasn't all that interested in that idea. I have a feeling that the combination of Obama's words, sort of resistance to the idea, and Cuomo, pretty much announcing he's going to get about half the money back, probably will take some of the fire out of that particular issue. But the House was quite a week last week. There were two or three days there where there was a lot of fury in town, and they passed a pretty tough bill.
You think that was a reversal for Obama?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's actually one to me, and we're going to see President Obama in a press conference tonight, 8 o'clock primetime press conference. And actually, I think that's one of the great sort of unknowns in this debate. And we watched a little bit of it Sunday night. I think President Obama has a very fine line he's trying to walk. He's trying to say to people, I'm just as angry as you are that these guys are getting bonuses, some of the same guys that sort of caused the problem in the first place. But I also need to solve this problem. And the way to solve the problem isn't by, throwing a hissy fit. The way to solve a problem is to, get some of these same companies on board with our solutions, get them to straighten up and fly right. And if I'm going around sort of punishing people or yelling at people, that's probably not the way to do that. So he's in I think he's actually in kind of a tough spot. Again, I think the public kind of wants to see the president maybe pound the podium a little bit and say, I'm just as angry as you are. But in the cool light of day, someone's got to solve this problem, and I think that's Barack Obama's job to do, and he's trying to, tread that line very carefully.
I mentioned we have this new CBS News poll out this morning that shows 42% of people disapprove of Obama's handling of the AIG bonus situation, 41% approve of it. I don't know if that means they didn't like the way he was going at it last week or the way he's going at it this week. I'm not sure exactly what that means, even though the poll was done over the last 3 days. But interestingly, his job performance numbers are staying right there in the 62, 63, 64% range. So it doesn't seem like he's getting dinged all that much by this. For 2/3 of the people, here's my question. Who has gotten dinged by this? Name politicians for me who were hurt by the way they handled this.
Well, I mean, look, absolutely, Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. I mean, he was having a very rough go in the first several weeks of his administration. His bank bailout plan from February kind of landed with a thud on Wall Street. That day, they punished him by sending the market down 380 points. So I think Geithner is, you know, he might have stabilized, he might have sort of stopped the bleeding yesterday, but I think he is very much on the hot seat in terms of a person who has to sort of show that he's got his hand on the lever here. I think Obama, I know that I saw that poll. I think people were not happy with the AIG response last week, and I think there's a reason why. I think there was kind of a sense on Sunday the White House said there was nothing we could do. On Monday, Obama said we must get the money back. By the end of the week, they seemed cool to the idea of a big 90% tax. I mean, the White House was kind of tacking all over the place on that issue, and I think for a lot of people, as I say, they just wanted to have a sense that Barack Obama was like just as mad as they were. Maybe he wasn't going to, you know, burn the place down, but at least they had to know that he was feeling the same sort of anger and frustration that they were feeling. And I'm not sure Obama sort of succeeded in conveying that last week. I'm not sure he succeeded in conveying it Sunday night in 60 Minutes. He's got another chance to do that tonight. So I actually think, you know, while the numbers are overall very high, this is something that is finally giving people a sort of something to focus on with Obama. I mean, there's still a large reservoir of support for him and goodwill. People are rooting for the guy, I believe. They know we're in a mess, and they know he's the one guy that can probably get us out of it, and they want him to succeed. They do not want him to fail. They're not rooting against him. But they need to see a little more, I think, fire in the belly from the president tonight. That is not a strong suit of his. He's always been known as a bit of a cool customer. Mm-hmm. That could be really good when, you know, cool under fire. It can also sometimes, I think, backfire on him a little bit, where people want to see that he's got a little red blood coursing through his veins, and he's ready to kind of, you know, rock and roll on this issue. So it'll be interesting to watch him tonight, how he straddles that line.
All right, let's talk about Congress and the men and women who are sitting in both the House and in the Senate. Heroes there? Zeros there?
Oh, boy. Heroes in Congress. You're really putting me on the spot here, aren't you?
I ask because I don't know of anybody who came up and stepped forward enough to be able to be viewed by the American public as the point person for good here.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to say, too. I mean, I suppose the closest is Barney Frank, who runs the House Financial Services Committee.
Oh, I don't think so.
Hearing. But, I'm throwing myself a lifeline here. I think he kind of came in at the end of the week with a Fannie Freddie bill and said we need to give those bonuses back. But, you know, there is kind of a sense that Congress, you know, they're the oversight. They're supposed to be watching the store, and sometimes they don't seem like they're doing that all that well. I do not see anyone from Congress that is emerging heroic out of this.
Have they gotten the message from the anger that they must have been hearing from their constituents? I hope that is getting through past their staff people in their offices, that word you just mentioned, oversight, has not been overused in Washington. If anything, it has been considerably underused.
I have to say, I think they got the message. I'm not sure what they're going to do about it. I mean, the bill last week to the 90% tax on the bonuses was clearly kind of a reaction to the outrage and the anger among the people. You know, I think there's sort of serious questions whether that's even constitutional, whether you could implement it even if you tried. Half of this bonus money roughly went over to traders in London, so they're sort of out of the reach of the U.S. government in a lot of ways. So, I mean, you know, I think they're hearing it. Have they come up with kind of a coherent, cohesive way to sort of fight it? I'm not seeing that yet, and that bill, as I say, was more of a primal scream than an actual sort of solution to the problem.
Yeah, I thought it was typical of the way Congress reacts to things. We have to jump in and do something, but what you're doing isn't going to work. Doesn't matter. We have to do something.
Right.
Before I let you go, Craig, let's talk about Tim Geithner's deputies. The Treasury Department still hasn't hired a lot of the people who are supposed to be there and be part of this team that's going to implement all of this stuff. What's the holdup?
I tell you, the holdup is vetting. We've we've reported quite a bit on that. I mean, after the Tom Daschle sort of debacle where they thought they had a guy who was squeaky clean and turned out that he'd, you know, taken these limo rides and such, the White House is done, and, you know, as you say, sort of like Congress, there tends to be kind of an overreaction, and so they have to, like, hyper-vet everybody. Look, I mean, obviously we want good people with clean records and, you know, smart heads on their shoulders to be in these jobs, but it really has kind of ground the hiring process at Treasury to a halt. Just last night, late, about 8 o'clock, the White House announced that they have appointed a deputy and a couple of top deputies. So they're saying now, if the Senate approves the people they've picked for, the top five jobs will be in place. But, boy, it's the middle of March and the middle of an economic meltdown. I mean, I say, you know, as I say, Geithner's taken a lot of heat in the past week, but you know, you got to feel sorry for the guy. You do have a sense that he kind of unlocks his office every morning. There's a tumbleweed rolling down the hall, that he doesn't have a lot of help over there, and he's juggling an auto bailout, a financial reform package, an AIG bonus issue, you know, dealing with Wall Street. It's pretty tough job, and until they get him more help, I just think it's going to be hard for him to find his footing.
Craig, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, anytime.
Craig Gordon, White House editor from Politico.com, here on News Talk 1110 WBT with Paul Harris for Keith Larson. Your reaction when we come back, 704-570-1110 is the phone number, 704-570-1110 for News Talk 1110 WBT.